こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、15年前と比較してパソコンの性能は格段に向上していますが、コペンハーゲン大学とロスキレ大学の研究で、人は現在もパソコンの使用時間の11から 20% を誤作動の対応に取られていることが分かりました。実験では10歳から69歳の被験者234人を対象に、特定の1時間の間にパソコンが正常に作動しない、またはパソコンが原因で思い通りにタスクをこなせずイライラした場合報告してもらいました。被験者の中には IT 業界の人も多く含まれており、大半がパソコンを使い慣れた人でしたが、1時間の間に平均1回は何らかの問題やイライラする事態に見舞われており、動作が遅い、クラッシュした、フリーズしたなど様々な問題が報告されていました。
According to a new paper by researchers at the University of Copenhagen and Roskilde UniversityDespite the significant improvements in computers compared to 15 years ago, people still spend 11 to 20% of their total computer time dealing with malfunctions. The study involved 234 participants from ages 10 to 69 who were asked to report any instances in which their computer malfunctioned or hindered their activity during a specific one-hour period. The majority of participants were experienced computer users, and the group even included some individuals working in the IT industry. On average, subjects encountered some form of problem or frustration at least once during the hour, such as slow operation, crashing, or freezing.
そう、15年前に同じような研究をしていて、その時は40から 50% の時間をコンピューターに対する不満で不満に使っていたみたいな感じの書かれ方をしてて、なんか半分近くの時間はもう、ああもう何これってなってたわけだよね、15年前は。だからそれと比べるとかなり当然良くなってるんだけど、ただまあ今もここでは根本的な問題が2つって言ってて、1個は insufficient performance、 もう1個は lack of user friendliness。 でそのパソコンの性能は上がってはいるんだけど、それとともにみんなの期待値も上がってしまっているし、ダウンロードとかも昔に比べると当然早くなってはいるけど、それでもやっぱり遅く感じるとか。So
what's your experience compared to 15 years ago?
もう覚えてないけどね、なんか全然違ったんだろうなとは思うけど。
You don't remember at all.
そもそもさ、いやそもそもネットにつなぐときにさ、ピーヒョロヒョロヒョロヒョロみたいなだったわけじゃん。それで電話代がかかっちゃうから、もうそんなのんびりインターネットを使うとかもありえないしさ、ね、1分いくらみたいな感じでどんどんお金がかかるから、そういう変なストレスもあったし、例えばパソコンでゲームとかしててもそういうフリーズするみたいなのはもうそんなのは日常茶飯事みたいな感じだったし、ね、Windows とか使ってて、こうそれこそ Window がバーって大量に開いちゃうとかさ。
Well, 15 years ago was still a lot better than, you know, like 25 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like the dial-up is a little bit further ago than 15 years, right?
ちょっと古すぎだった、ちょっと戻りすぎた。
Yeah. But do you feel like it's gotten way better than before, or?
I think so. やっぱそのパソコンを使ってて全部がフリーズしちゃうって結構よくあるっていうか当たり前のことだったじゃん。
You don't get that anymore?
それは、うん、さすがにそれは
ない。I still get that, like once a week、
really?
at least. Yeah.
Oh.
That hasn't changed at all for me. Like, personally, I think, it's the same.
I think we talked about the number of tabs, right? So if you open a ton of it, then sometimes it freezes. But I think before, you don't even need to do that. You're just doing the simplest thing, and then it just freezes and there's nothing you can do, and 強制終了するみたいな。I just did the finger, but like you just do, you know, press these buttons and then. でそういうのはさすがにないし、あったとしてもかなりレアだなとは思うけど。
I had to do a forced shutdown maybe 2 days ago, 3 days
ago.
Yeah.
いや、なんかよくはなってはいるんだろうけど、この使用時間の11から 20% ってなると、例えば1週間の中で仕事のしてる日の半日か丸1日ぐらいがこの、ま、何ギュッと凝縮すると、そんぐらいの時間がこういうああみたいなのに費やされてるよっていう、だからそれが生産性に影響を与えてますよみたいな話なんだけど。
Why is the age cutoff at 69? Do you know?
わかんない。てか10っていうのもさ、なんか10歳と思って、それもちょっとびっくりしたけど。まあでも、cognitive 的に、その本人の問題ってなっちゃうと、またそれは別の話だからじゃない?
What do you mean? Like user error or...
Yeah, like if you're 99 and you're just trying to use the computer and you're frustrated, but is it really the computer or is it you?
Right. I would like to see the user friendliness part sort of subtracted, you know, like so we can separate like actual, you know, failures in the machine versus something that has to do with the user.Not being familiar with the interface, right?
Yeah, I think that was part of the thing that the team was mentioning, though. Like, どこまでがユーザーのせいで、どこまでがシステムのせいなのかみたいな。で、I think their 主張 was that, なんか使う側のせいにされすぎている部分があるんじゃないかみたいなトーンだった。その例えばアプリとかを使ってて、なんかえこあれどあのボタンどこにあるんだっけとか、そのあのファイルどこにあるんだっけとか、とにかくその分かんなくなっちゃうみたいな時に、その当然その使ってる人のせいもちょっとあるのかもしれないけど、その開発してる側がユーザーフレンリーネスをきちんと何訴求できてないんじゃないかみたいな感じのトーンだった。
You know, what's interesting to me about this study, I guess the most interesting part, is that we don't really know what other people's experience is like. You know, we only know our own experience. I don't really watch other people use their computer.
Yeah, so, that's what we talked about the other day, right?Like how people are using the tabs, and you know, we really don't know what is normal.
Right. But we don't know what's normal in terms of how they use it, but we also don't know what's normal in terms of their people's experience with like bugs and stuff. Like in my experience, maybe 1 out of 10 websites don't work on Safari, and I have to open it in Chrome. So I always have Safari in Chrome.And when a website doesn't work in Chrome, I open it in Safari. But this is like for things I do regularly, I can't get those websites to work in Safari, and I have to open it in Chrome.
Why do you still try to use Safari then?
I have to, because a lot of websites also don't work in Chrome. You don't have this experience? See, I don't know what other people are dealing with here. So
I only use Chrome. The only time I have to use Safari is on my iPhone when I need to buy something on Kindle because of this stupid Amazon Apple problem.
What about phones? It seems like phones are a lot more reliable than computers.
Usually, right?
Well, there's websites and then there's apps, and you know, there's PC versus mobile. There are a lot of different places you can have issues.
Yeah.
I would say, like, if you had to compare apps and the web probably has more issues.
Right.
Like web applications have more issues than...
Do you use computer for non-work purposes? Like to watch YouTube or, I don't know, Netflix or whatever?
Netflix.
Or Google something.
Yeah.
Huh. Because I never use my computer apart from work, basically.
Well,
I do everything on my phone.
I spend a lot of time working, so I already am on the computer.
Yeah.
Like it's like open.
Yeah.
So why? So I would just use the computer.
But like you have your phone with you, right?
Right. I'm coming. Just chill.
でもなんか I prefer to use my phone because it feels like it's faster to do everything.
On your phone? I feel the opposite.
Also,
most applications, it's hard to do things on the phone. Much easier on the computer. But if it's not work-related, then maybe that's not the case. Like if you're just watching a video or something. But sometimes my phone just becomes like an additional monitor. It's like a tiny monitor for multitasking. So I'm using my computer and my phone at the same time. Hmm. Like right now, that's what I'm doing, I guess.
Yeah.
What percent of total time do you think spent using printers is troubleshooting or dealing with an issue?
85%. I mean, I don't use printer anymore, but like home のでしょ、家のでしょ、会社のとかじゃなくて。
Well, both. People have problems with both. But yeah, I guess the home one.
Yeah, 会社よりは家のやつはもう常になんか問題がある印象しかない。でも今は違うのかもしれないよね。わかんない私はもうプリンターを。もう何年使ってないかね。I don't even know. Because I've never owned a printer. Right?
Do you go to the コンビニ?
I do go to this, like, 写真のプリント屋さんで紙もプリントしてくれるのね。ロンドンだったらコンビニが、まあコンビニみたいな、日本のコンビニみたいなコンビニはないじゃん。そのコピー機が置いてあるとか。So I have been to the, you know, その写真印刷屋さん and asked them to print out like my son's school documents and stuff. その入学書類とか。But yeah, I don't really need it. So 今どうなのか分かんない。Is it way better now or?
No. I don't think so. I have to print stuff out all the time. But then oftentimes...
Do you have your own printer or do you go to コンビニ?
I have my own printer, but some of the stuff I have to print out is like weird sizes. Like the government needs like some, I don't know, B50, some weird like alien size, like giant papers. And you have to like, you have to get an X-Acto knife and like, cut them out and like just go insane over this whole thing. So I have a printer, but
yeah, コンビニのやつは結構普通に動くよね。The huge one.
It's very picky, and you have to like, you try to do the online thing and it doesn't work, and then you got to like put a USB stick in there, and it's like there's like a whole, like you've done it, right? Does that work smoothly for you?
I guess so.
Sometimes there's an issue and I like have to go back home and put the files on the USB again. And I mean, that might be a user error thing, but
yeah,
I don't know. Just thinking about printing something out stresses me out. I don't know what it is.
I know.
It's like weird. It's like I have trauma about, I'm like, oh, Oh my God, I have to print something. Oh, it's B3. Oh my, what am I gonna do?
You know,
it's an ordeal. It's surprising.
確かにわかる。サイズがね、変、なんかコピーするときとかもさ、like it, when you have to photocopy your 免許証とか、
mm-hmm.
then you choose, you don't want to waste a big paper, so you choose the small size, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like the placement of your そのコピーするもの、
right.
それがさ、ずれてたりとかしてちょっと切れちゃってるとかさ、そういう、that's 地味にすごいストレスじゃない？
Yeah, and usually it's like in PDF format, and depending on the print settings, there's like different scaling that can happen. So it's actually a slightly different size than you meant to print, even with the same yeah. file. Do you know yeah. what I'm saying? And so yeah, yeah. you fill all this stuff out and you go to, I don't know, Zaymisho or whatever it is. You go to the bank and then they're like, oh, it's slightly the wrong size. And,
まあ、最近だからそういう役所に何かを紙でくれって言われることもないもんな。もうなんかそのアップロードしてくださいとかさ、基本はそのネットでできちゃうもんね。だから写真さえ撮れば別にそれをそのまま使えばいいから。
You mean in the UK or just
Yeah, or I think even in Japan. What did I Yeah, maybe I think right before I come here, I applied for my number card, right? Because I was so ignorant and I didn't know that I could keep it.
Hmm.
I didn't know that I couldn't keep it. So I applied for it. And I remember it was quite easy. I could just do it online, I think.
You think?
Yeah. ちょっと記憶が曖昧なんだけど。
There's all kinds of...You know, e なんちゃら, you know, like stuff happening, yeah. but then I try to do it and it says it only works on Windows and things like that. And I don't know. I would like to do things digitally, but
yeah,
seems to not be that straightforward yet.
今日もね、あのこれを始めるときに Google Meet でマイケルの音声がなぜか聞こえなくてもう一回入り直すと治るみたいな。たまにあるよね、 Google Meet ね、そのなぜか声が聞こえないけど入り直したら普通にワークしてるみたいな。
It's very mysterious to me how restarting things fixes it so often. You know, it's like, hey, this is a program, like you're running code. Like, how do you not do it right the first time? You know, like, sometimes my internet doesn't work and I reset it and then it works. And my Wi-Fi on the computer side doesn't work. I reset it and it works. Same with Bluetooth.
Yeah. なんかそれで思い出したけどさ、うちらが子供の時ってさ、とにかく親がなんか叩いてなかった。テレビとかさ、リモコンとか、とりあえずリモコンもなんかちゃんと動かなかったらパンパンみたいな。叩いたらなんか治るみたいな。テレビとかもさ、なんかちょっとザザーとかなったら、バンって叩けば治るみたいな。
Yeah, our TV was like that. But you had to know the exact spot to hit.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
on the TV, it's like on the right side, on the top.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not all the way at the edge. Like a little bit, you know, 3/4 of the way across on top.
画面とかを叩くわけじゃないんだよね。その横のとこをさ、こうバンって叩くみたいな。それはさ、今はさすがにやんないよね。そのなんか携帯がさ壊れてるからって叩いてみるとか、パソコン叩くとかさ。
I wonder though. Maybe. Yeah.
逆に壊れるじゃん、多分今は。もう精密すぎて。
Most modern technology is very like solid state, and the issue is less often like a bad solder joint or something. Like in the past, like smacking the TV remote.Like, what's going on is there are little connections to each of the battery cells, right? That little coiled up thing. And sometimes that can oxidize and the connection goes bad. And so if you, like, smack it, the batteries actually jiggle around and sort of scrape that oxidized stuff off and restores the connection.
Right.
We would also take the batteries out, and if the batteries are dead, you can, or almost dead, you can take them out and put them in your hands and go shh, and like warm the batteries up. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
And then you pop them back in and it works.
そうだね、やってたね、それ。
Like the rest of the day, you're good.
今そんなことする人見ないけど。
These are special, like, tricks.
Yeah.
That maybe don't need to be passed down.
Yeah.
It's like useless tricks to get technology working.
Yeah.
Everything now is so... I don't know. If something doesn't work, you can restart it. And if that doesn't fix it, usually you're just screwed, right? This is like the whole right to repair thing. The way things are built, it's hard to take it apart. It's hard to do any maintenance or repairs on it yourself. So it's sort of feels more out of our hands now on the consumer side.
次。明治大学商学部と明治学院大学経済学部の研究チームがパンデミックの際のパニック買いについて調査を行いました。2020年2月の休校宣言および4月の緊急事態宣言の直後、前年と比較して日用品、衛生品、主食、保存食などの購買金額が増加しており、買い占めなど強いパニック買いに走る人は全体の 5.8% でした。強いパニック買いを行う人は普段あまり日用品や食品を買わない男性が多くなっており、ウェットティッシュを普段の22倍、トイレットペーパーやお米を普段の7倍買うなど極端な買いだめをしていました。一方、家族の人数が多くても日頃から日用品や食品を買っている経験豊富な人を含め、大部分の消費者は普段よりも少し多めの備蓄をするにとどまっており、チームは一部の極端な人の買い占めを制限する施策が重要であるとしています。
Researchers from Meiji University School of Commerce and Meiji Gakuin University's Department of Economics have conducted a study on panic buying during the pandemic. Following school closures and emergency declarations in February and April of 2020, respectively, total spending on daily necessities, hygiene products, staple foods, and canned foods increased significantly compared to the previous year. Approximately 5.8% of people engaged in some form of panic buying or hoarding. Males who don't usually shop for daily goods tended to engage in strong panic buying, buying 22 times more wet wipes than usual and 7 times more toilet paper and rice than usual. However, the majority of consumers, including those with larger families and those who regularly purchase daily goods and foods, only stocked up slightly more than usual. The research team emphasized the importance of measures to limit extreme hoarding by a small portion of individuals.
そう、まあ普段買ってない人、家にそもそも多めに置いてない人が焦って買うのかもしれなくて、まあそれは気持ちは全然わかるんだけど、それにしてもウェットティッシュどんだけ買うのみたいな22倍だからね、確かにマスクとか消毒液の買い占めもあったし、まあ、のその後になってきてこうバター、パスタ、小麦粉、トイレットペーパーとか、まあ、いろんなものが売り切れたりしたよね。でそうするとこうみんながめっちゃ買ってるように確かに見えるから、みんながいっぱい買って売り切れてるからうちも買わなきゃみたいに思う人もいるだろうし、ただ実際はめちゃくちゃいっぱい買いだめしてる人っていうのは一部だから、その一部の人が極端に買わなければ本当はみんなの分あったりしますよっていう。
This,
だから個数を制限するとか。
This wet tissue buying is the alcohol ones, the alcohol wipes for sanitizing, right? Not the non-alcohol ones.
And that's, I think so.
And that's because we thought that the way the virus was spreading was primarily through touching surfaces, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So that was like a huge, those were actually useless. Those, I don't know about useless, but not effective in preventing spread at all. You know, all the sanitizing. I was doing it too. I was you know, spraying and wiping down all sorts of stuff, you know, thinking that that's how it spread.
そうね、だから、and 日本よりアメリカの方がもっとすごかったよね。そのグロッサリーショッピング行って、その食料品を家に入れる前に一旦全部拭いて、
right.
とかさしてたじゃん。だから、
yeah.
まあ確かにそのワイプ、ウェットティッシュっていうかそういう除菌グッズはめちゃくちゃ売れたんだろうけど。
Yeah.
でも今でもやっぱ、
and、it switched to mask hoarding because we were told yeah, yeah. that it didn't spread through the air at first, that it wasn't airborne, and then we were told it was airborne,
yeah.
but that we shouldn't wear masks because they don't prevent you from getting it.
Right.
And then we were told we have to wear a mask and that yeah. it helps prevent us from getting it. And then we were told that the wet wipes were useless.
Yeah.
And so the... we're receiving this information and panic buying and receiving new information and like panic buying other stuff because the mask hoarding was a thing too. I don't know if they mentioned the mask panic
yeah,
buying.
Yeah, it was definitely, yeah. I remember like I was really angry. I think even on the show with people who were like hoarding masks because my mom had terminal cancer and she was wearing a mask even before the pandemic, right? Because she couldn't catch anything really.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter if it was, you know, COVID or whatever. So, ね、その普段から必要としてる人が急に買えなくなっちゃうとかもあったからね。でもそれもだからまあ普通の人がちょっと多めに買う、それだけでも結構ね、需要が高まるけど、一部こうやってめちゃくちゃ買い占めちゃう人がいるから、まあ、こっちでもよく起きるけどね、その、まあ、真由美の特別編の時もちょっと言ったかもしれないけど、オイルとかあの食用油とか卵とかさ、
うん、
でシェルフから急に一気にバーってなくなるから、いつ戻ってくるのか分かんないし、え、じゃあうちも見つけたら買っとかないといけないかなって、まあみんなそれは思うよね。
Did you do any panic buying or hoarding?
In Japan?
Yeah.
No.
What level of nanbai no kaimono shite tan no?
Wakannai kedo, dakara fudan toilet paper toka kekkou giri giri de kurashite ta kara, nanka a yabai, ato 1 go shika nai, kawanakya mitaina kanji ni kurashite ta kara, sore wo dakara もうちょい一個余裕に持っとこうかなとか、そういうのはやったかもしれないけど、だからなくなってから買うっていう風にしてるとさすがにやばいなみたいな感じはあったけど、いや、だからなんか買い占める、うん、大量に買うってさ、逆に勇気がいるじゃん。なんかそういう状況でさ、カゴにめっちゃ入れてさ、レジに持っていくその自分みたいな、なんかなんていうの、その人がどう思うとかじゃなくて、その自分がさ、なんか絶対そんなに今すぐいらないのに、まあなんか人の分まで買っちゃってるみたいな、こう、
right.
結構怖くない？
I think it's really the supply concern, you know, like you don't know when things will be back in stock.
Yeah, yeah. So.
You don't know. So if you knew, then you wouldn't buy too much, right? Mm. But some people think, you know, some people think, oh, it could be out of stock for a week. Some people think, oh, it could be out of stock for 6 months. Some people, yeah, yeah. you know, everyone has a different conception of what that, you know, timeline is going to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's what drives, you know, sort of the extreme end.Of the panic buying, you know, I saw someone that had like a wagon, not like a station wagon type of car that yeah. was like filled to the roof with stuff. Like there were, you could see people driving like when this was all going down with their car packed with stuff, like the whole car. Did you see that at all? Or did you see anyone with like baskets of stuff? You didn't see people panic buying?
I didn't see them, but I think まあ今マイケルがさっき言ったようにそのいつ帰ってくるかいつ供給が戻ってくるかわからないことがそういう行動に走らせるわけだからなんかそのそれをもうちょっとコミュニケートした方がいいよなっていうのは思う。そのイギリスでもじゃあウクライナの戦争始まりました、じゃあ食用油をウクライナに頼ってるわけだからやばいなくなるんじゃないかっつって、まあ、ガーって売り切れたりするわけだよね、でこうまたシェルフに戻ってきてもそれも一瞬で売れちゃう、でそれっていうのはさなんか実際供給がどれぐらいあっていつぐらいまでは持つものなのかとかさ、じゃあ今なくなってもじゃあ来週に戻ってくるのかそれとも3ヶ月後まで戻ってこないのかとかそういうコミュニケーションが一切ないからさ、ないかしてても伝わってないから消費者の側にだから急いで買わないとってなるわけじゃん。だからニュースとかでもさ売り切れてますまでは言うけど、まあでも日本ではちょっと言ってたね、その供給自体はありますとか、まあ、必死に言ってる場合も確かにあった、だから今そんな急いで買わないでくださいとかね、だからそこのコミュニケーションやっぱすごい大事だよね。だからこっちも卵が一気になくなった時とかもさその原因もいろいろこう説があってその誰が正しいのかもよく分かんなかったし、ね、このまま半年ぐらいないのか来週に戻ってくるのか、じゃあそこから戻ってきたとしても値段が急に5倍とかになってるのかとか何も分かんないじゃん。だからそのアンセーティニティがやっぱね怖いからみんな。
Well, I don't think they knew. And even if they said, I think a lot of people are not going to trust themat their word necessarily.
I do remember this one. あれ何だったんだっけな? Was it a mask or I can't remember what? But in Japan, なんかそういうニュースでそういうのでもそういうコミュニケーションを見た記憶はある。で、ちょっとそれを自分で安心した気はした。So, だから供給がないわけではないですよっていう。
Well, the government had no like.There is a credibility issue with that too, I think. Like the trust in institutions, I think,
is... It wasn't from the government though. It was... the one that I saw was from the supermarket. And then they were sort of talking about how the supplies... Like they have secured the supplies. It's not, you know... It's not that they don't have the products.
That must have been a little bit later in the pandemic, right?
Maybe.
I remember that, but that was sort of after the panic buying phase. You know, it was kind of like, that was, yeah, the mask phase was later, so.
Maybe. I remember, なんかさ、災害の時、何の時だっけ?なんか日本で地震があるとさ、まあコンビニとか一気に食べ物なくなるじゃん?で、その時にさなんかすごい変な味の焼きそばだっけなんかあってそれだけ売れ残ってるみたいな、What was that? It's like、まあ、こんな
災害の時でも
これはさすがにいらないいやいやいやでもなんかすごい変な味のやつだったんだよね、I thought that was funny、like.
There are certain things that people don't want to buy up an emergency. I remember in March of 2011, the big earthquake, that I listened to the media and I didn't like panic buy. And then I regretted it. 'Cause I had no toilet paper. And there was no toilet paper for weeks anywhere.
Yeah.
None. And I'm not going to say how I managed to obtain a small amount of toilet paper, but it was like an ordeal. And I had no food for weeks. 2011, that earthquake, that was crazy. Like all the food was gone. There was, except for like, I was eating like caramucho for like ever. Like there was just no like actual food. And
めっちゃしょっぱいものとか、
Yeah, people don't want that.
Yeah.
That's all that was left in the konbini. Yeah. And yeah, the supermarket had nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. Like it was.
Yeah, I remember. Was wild. It was quite scary. Yeah.
Yeah. I lost a lot of weight. I lost a lot of weight just from literally not having food during that time. And I was in the middle of this. I was living in Asagaya. I was right there. Yeah. You know, it's not like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So people, for me, that was kind of a wake up call to be a little bit more of a prepper. And
yeah,
not like in an extreme sort of Sam Altman way.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you like secure
I
a bunker on an island.
Yeah, I think it's harder when you live by yourself, right? Like As I said, I used to sort of be like, okay, I ran out of butter. I don't have any butter now, so I need to go get it. I've run out of toilet paper. I barely have any left, so I have to go get it. Before I have my son. And now that I have a son, it's like, まあ人数も増えたからさ、もうちょいちょっと貯めとかないと危ないじゃん。その別に災害とか関係なく普通にあやばいトイレペーパーなくなっちゃったとか結構やばいから、ね、子供が生まれたらさおむつもいっぱい買うしお尻拭きとかもいっぱい用意しとかなきゃいけないしなんかそれが普通になってきてなんていうかそもそも備蓄があるだから醤油も今使ってるのともう一本置いとくとかそういうのやるようになったけどさ一人暮らしの時とかはまあ子供がいなければ別にそんな結構ギリギリの生活でいけるじゃん
Yeah, and you don't have as much space.
Usually,
families, people with families, they have more space. They need more stocks of stuff, and it makes sense to buy larger quantities because you get a discount buying more of stuff. But if you're living by yourself, it's like just a waste. You have all this, like what you know, for most things, but for certain items, you know, canned food.I think pasta is the most effective thing to stock up because you can get these bags, these like, you know, 5 kilo bag of just straight pasta. And if you have that and a bunch of those, you know, if you have gas kondo and water, like you have water, you have food, you know, you can heat up water. I don't know, like...I think the solution is not this, not so much, you know, measures to limit hoarding. It's actually preventative measures that people take in just having those essentials, toilet paper, water, you know, some food that doesn't expire or go bad too easily. You know, I made that whole list of things that people should have and...It doesn't take up that much space, honestly. It's like maybe 2 backpacks will fit all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and then one you leave at your place and one has things that you would need if you had to leave where you are, right? So that's called a bug out bag. But I think it's sort of, I don't think it should be mandated, but as a citizen, I think people have a responsibility to pre-hoard is not really the best word, but like be prepared for an emergency so that there is no, you don't have this anxiety about not having the supplies that you might need.
Yep. 次.
On Sunday, Elon Musk announced that Twitter would impose new rate limits in an effort to combat data scraping and manipulation.Verified accounts would be limited to reading 6,000 posts per day, unverified would be limited to 600 per day, and new unverified accounts limited to 300 per day. However, a few hours later, Elon increased those limits to 10,000, 1,000, and 500 tweets, respectively. In unison with rolling out these changes, Twitter's own tweet deck went down for a while.
先週日曜日、イーロン・マスク氏がデータのスクレーピングや不正操作の対抗策として、 ツイッターでレート制限を課すことを発表しました。認証済みアカウントは1日あたり6000投稿、無課金のユーザーは1日あたり600投稿、さらに無課金で新しいアカウントは1日あたり300投稿に制限されます。こう見るのがってことだよね。で、発表から数時間後、マスク氏はこれらの制限をそれぞれ1万1500投稿に増やしました。こうした変更に伴い、ツイッターのツイートデックがしばらくの間ダウンしました。いや、これ日本だと、ま、みんな API 制限って呼んでるけど、なんかすごい、すぐ引っかかってる人とそうでもない人がいて、なんかいろいろこうみんながこれが原因なんじゃないか、あれが原因なんじゃないかみたいな。
It's not just their API, right? I mean, if I like scroll like a maniac, I'll hit that limit. Just
Yeah, but I think the message that they get、私引っかかったことないから分かんないんだけど、その API 制限に達しましたみたいなメッセージが多分出るんだよね。だから多分みんな API 制限って呼んでると思うんだけど、なんか夜9時にリセットされてるっぽいとか、その設定で興味関心のとこにいっぱいなんかなんていうのキーワードが載っちゃってると、早めにこの制限を使い果たしちゃってるっぽいとか、なんかみんながいろいろこう tips をシェアしてるみたい。
How many posts do you think you read per day?
いや、全然わかんない。かなり見てる方だと思うけど。
600? いかないでしょ。
いかないと思う、さすがに。
What about 500? Or 300?
わかんない。どんぐらい見てんだろうね。I mean, I've never counted. Have you? Do you have any idea?
I definitely wouldn't hit any of these limits.
だよね。だってさ、
Who's hitting these? Like, people were hitting the 6,000 posts per day limit and complaining, and so they had to They increased it twice, I think.
Yeah.
They could increase it again any time, but...
iPhone でこうパッて開くと、だいたい1画面に3ツイート出るわけじゃん、
right.
でスクロールするしても新しいところまでまた3ツイート、だから1回に3ツイートとして300だとしてもさ、100回こうするってことだもんね。
Yeah, so if you were verified, you'd need to go through 2,000 pages of tweets.
それはちょっと
That's the old limit, actually. The new limit's almost double that. So I don't know why there was such an outrage over this. I don't understand exactly what that's about.
その興味関心みたいなのを減らすと制限に引っかからなくなるみたいなことを言ってる人がいるから、その実際にスクリーンに何個ツイートが出てるかっていうことじゃないのかもみたいな。そのリフレッシュしてバーって下に溜まってるわけじゃん。
But those don't count as reads unless it's displayed on your screen.
I saw that a lot of people were saying that なんかアカウントになんか AB テストみたいな感じで、そのなんかクライテリアがユーザーによってちょっと違ってる気がするみたいなことを結構みんな言ってたけどね。その自分はそんなに見てないのに制限引っかかってるみたいな人もいるし、めちゃくちゃ見てるはずなのに引っかからないみたいなこと言ってる人もいるから、なんかよくわかんないんだよね。
If it works similar to the API limits, then it might actually be tweets loaded and not tweets seen. But I'm not sure. There doesn't seem to be any clarification on that, at least from Twitter's side this point.
Yeah, yeah. だからもしかしたらそう、だから画面に映ってなくてもそのリフレッシュした時にどれぐらいロードしてるかによって、だからそのいっぱい読んでても別にリフレッシュしてなければ加算されてないっていうかさ、毎回毎回加算されちゃってはないのかもとかね。まあでも基本そう、よくわかんない。
There's a lot of speculation about all of this. I did see a lot ofPeople and articles saying that Twitter is like dying for real this time and it's over. You know, this is the end of Twitter. So it's still working, right?
It is, yeah.
As of now.
Yeah.
But there were all these theories about, like, because it was at the beginning of the month, that it had to do with, like, their hosting contract, and people were saying that Twitter had to pay Google a bill of, like $1 billion worth of, like, server usage or something. I seriously doubt that it's $1 billion, but who knows? Like, there's all kinds of speculation, and a lot of what I saw researching this, people seem to think that this isn't about data scraping, and it's not about bot activity or manipulation, and that it's some evil plan by Elon to either sort of defer paying this bill, or that he's trying to drive subscriptions by having different read limits. But I don't actually see these limits impacting the average user at all. I mean, I could be wrong about that. I don't know how much people are using it. But
I saw one tweet by a Japanese person that they couldn't, like, this limit was affecting them so much that they had to pay, like, start subscribing.
After he subscribes, they increase the limit.
Yeah, so I sent it to you, but 日本でそのまあ、日本だけじゃないんだろうけど日本の人がよくすごい言ってたのがそのツイッターのなんか新しいそのポリシーかなんかでなんていうの、 その凍結あのみんなが特定のユーザーを嫌がらせするためにこうブロックしまくると凍結されるとかあるわけじゃん。それを防ぐためになんかみんながブロックしてるスパムをブロックすると大量嫌がらせしているとみなされてバンされるみたいなのがなんか結構あったっぽくて、だからなんていうのすごい嫌なこととか差別的なことをいっぱい言ってるアカウントは当然多くの人から同じような時期にブロックされるわけじゃん。
Okay.
だそういうアカウントを自分もブロックしちゃうと大量嫌がらせに参加しているとみなされて自分が凍結されるみたいな、だからそれが結構あったっぽくて文句言われてた。
I don't know what's true with all this stuff, because I just see a lot of people saying a lot of crazy things that don't seem real or true. And there's a lot of, you know, this whole thing is about the, at least officially from Twitter's standpoint, AI training and bots, and the, you know, the bots are now AI also, right? So this is all AI stuff, right? And you know, there are all sorts of lawsuits going on right now about data scraping and people trying to train AIs using, you know, data taken from various platforms. But I did notice yesterday when I was on Instagram, I tapped on this post, and this post had hundreds of thousands of likes, and it had about 1,600 comments. I noticed the top three comments were all about the same thing. You know, I went to this website and they had this product for cheaper, right?
Okay.
And I started scrolling down. Every single post was saying the same thing with the same link, but it was phrased differently. Every single one was phrased uniquely. And I kept scrolling, and I kept scrolling, and I kept scrolling. I scrolled through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these comments looking for one comment by a human, and there wasn't one. All 1,600 comments were AI-written bot comments. And each comment was posted by a different account, you know?
Yeah. And now you wasted 20 minutes of your precious time in your life.
Well, I wouldn't say I wasted time in my life, because I'm investigating this AI phenomenon that have been sort of anticipating here, that AI tools exist to get around a lot of the sort of legacy filters, right?
Yeah. Meta の Threads 発表されたよね。
Have you seen
it? The app is not available yet, but I think Google Play Store だとなんか使えるっていうかダウンロードできる人もいるっぽい。iPhone だとなんか予約じゃないけど、そういうプリレジスターみたいな。なんかプリレジスターでもないんだけど、その、なんていうの？アプリが公表されたら自動で多分ダウンロードされるみたいな。So I did it from bilingual news account, Instagram account.
The threads thing?
Yeah.
Did you see that you have to share like pretty much all your data?
Yeah, but that's like basically all the social media services, no?
No. That's definitely the most data collection in
the
a social
most?
Media. Threads? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
Most, like more than Facebook, for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, I don't know about for sure. Facebook does also require a lot of data, but it's definitely not on the conservative side as far as like
the
data privacy.
The thing is, like, it seems like, I mean, we don't know much yet, but it seems like it's like Instagram to Facebook to 結構がっちり連携してるっぽいから、
mm-hmm.
だからツイッターみたいな感じとはやっぱ結構違うのかなっていうか、だからまあ今まで Facebook と Instagram 一切やってない人にとってはツイッターと同じなのかもしれないけど、匿名ではないっていうかさ、So yeah, I don't know how it's gonna be, but
well, I thinkInstagram used to be more of a social media app, and now it's sort of an entertainment app. Like people used to add each other on Instagram and follow their friends and sort of share their lives and stuff. But Instagram doesn't really seem like that's what it is anymore. I don't really, my friends that used to use it that way don't really use it that way. And it's sort of like somewhere in between. It's like TikTok plus pictures.
Pinterest,
kind of it's an entertainment app more than a social media app now. And then nobody uses Facebook anymore, at least that I'm aware of. So I actually think that there is no social media right now. Like what social media? Like what is it? Where did everyone go? Like where are we?
Yeah.
On the internet. Like hasn't social media just disintegrated right in front of our eyes? Like where's the social part? So I'm wondering if Threads will bring that back. I have no idea what their mission is, but the whole Twitter public square thing is fine, but there was this thing about sharing content with your friends, the I don't know, family updates, sort of the social media that has for whatever reason kind of fallen apart.
Well,
I think there's a lot of political stuff that didn't help, and then there's sort of generational stuff.
Well, that too, but it feels like it was new and we were all doing it, but then over time we realized that we don't need to get updates from random friends that we sort of lost, you know, contact with, basically, right? Like, okay, like we went to school together maybe 10 years ago. I don't need to know you know, how many kids you have now, and I don't need to know like that you're leaving your company. I don't need to know that you ran a, I don't know, marathon. It feels like when it just started, it was like, oh, it's nice. We can keep in touch and we can keep getting updates. We don't actually need to communicate, but then we can still know what you're up to, みたいなさ。なんかそれが、あ、すごいいいと思ったけど、なんかそれやってるうちにさ、結局その投稿する人は限られていて、because those are the people who think that people in your past or people around you want to get your updates, right?
Well,
so those
not just
keep
the
posting.
I mean, the update thing, fine, I understand for like our generation or like our age group, it's not the most necessary thing to be happening. But I don't even know, like, if I meet someone new, I don't even know, like, where are we even going to add each other? Like, where, like, they're saying WhatsApp, this person's saying Line, this person's saying Telegram, this person's saying iMessage, this person's saying Instagram, oh, add me on Facebook. There's no consensus at all. There's no, like, we don't know, like, just basic messaging, because it used to be phone numbers. Everyone has a phone number. What's your number? But now it's like,
まあでもなんとなくあるじゃん。日本人だったら日本にいてもイギリスにいてもみんな LINE 使ってるし、ヨーロッパ人だったら基本はみんな WhatsApp 使ってるし、so まあなんとなくそういうコンセンサスはあるから、まあ別に困ってないんだよね。だからみんなそこで、で本当に何
bubble,
親しい友、いや、で親しい友達に何かアップデートしたければグループチャットですればいいし、そのね、大昔に出会ったなんかよく覚えてない人にまでそれを知らせる必要はないかなっていうことに気づいてしまったっていうだけじゃない、多分。 And we all sort of got sick of seeing these posts
What about younger people? People in high school, people in 大学, like, they don't have social media. They're just watching TikToks, you know?
I think they're posting stuff themselves too, right? On TikTok and Instagram. And so, in a sense, you know, you get your friends' updates through Instagram, for example. Because you would post...I don't know, important events or whatever.
I don't think they are really posting on Instagram, so many young people, at least the ones that I know, they look at it, they look at TikTok, but, you know, once you start posting, you're kind of, you're competing with all the influencers, you're competing with the professionals, and you just feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Like, my stuff's not as good as, like, these influencers or whatever. You know, that he's, like, skydiving into a volcano. It's like, what am I going to do? It's, like, that cool.
そこが一緒になっちゃってるからね。その、分かれてないもんね。Facebook の時はこう、別に、まあ、例えばそういう、比較するって言っても、自分と自分の友達を比較するみたいなさ、比較しちゃう人はそこで悩めばよかったって。わけだけど、そのフィードの中にセレブとかも入ってきちゃってるみたいな。
Yeah. And it's good in some ways, you know, there's sort of this leveling, sense of, I don't know, equality,
yeah,
but I do feel like social media has just died while we weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
So what's this thread?
Oversharing みたいな。
What did you learn about
thread?
Oh, you don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation and, you know. そう、でもだからその、いや、あの、紐付けられてるから Facebook とか Instagram と連携してるから。
What about Mastodon?
あんまり匿名って感じではないのかなって。
Mastodon はどうなってんの？
I don't know. でもだから、どういうさ、自分がなんていうのクラスターにいるのかによってさ、だ宮川さんとか話してるとさ、もうみんなツイッター使ってないみたいな、こうツイッターやめちゃった人が大量にいるみたいに言ってるじゃん。
Like in San Francisco?
Or just people around him, I guess. だからそういうテック系の人だったら、うん、ね、もうツイッターやめてる人がたくさんいるのかもしれないし、よくわかんない。私の周りはツイッターやめてる人はいないから。
I think this bot thing is going to be a huge problem, and everyone's going to end up having to do similar things to what Twitter is doing. I mean, Twitter is not the first one to do this sort of rate limiting or put limitations on APIs over this data scraping concern.
私は逆にもっと厳しくしてほしい。だからその災害があった時とか戦争の情報とかはもちろんそのリミットからの対象から外したりするっていうのは必要かもしれないけど、一般的にその It's addictive and that's the problem. So 一日にもう20投稿しか見れないとかにしてほしい。だから7回ぐらいもさーってスクロールしたらもう終わり。はい、今日はあなたはツイッターの時間はおしまいですみたいな。
Well, they can add tools, you know, so some people can self-impose or at least set up a reminder or something. Like you've hit your supposed daily limit, you know, consider putting this down.
でもそういうんじゃないの。もうツイッターがやってほしいの。もうオフィシャルで、まあなんてもうワークアラウンドがない状態にしてほしい。
That's just not gonna happen.
はい、もう25個見ちゃったからおしまい。
Did you see Jack Dorsey's post?
No.
So when all of this was going on and people were freaking out and the whole thing was trending, Jack Dorsey posted a picture of grass.
Grass?
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
you know, the,
some people were confused by it, but, you know, the, what he's saying is...
日本語じゃないの?違うの?
No.
That's, 残念.
What he's saying is, you know, go outside and touch the grass, you know, like, just log off for a minute.
Yeah.
And, and some people interpreted it as like, I don't know, grass is greener or some things like that. But.
Huh. 次.
Last Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling that limits the use of an individual's race as a factor in college admissions, stating, eliminating racial discrimination means eliminating all of it. And the Equal Protections Clause...we have accordingly held, applies without regard to any difference in race, of color, or of nationality. It is universal in its application. The student must be treated based on his or her experiences as an individual, not on the basis of race. The ruling is on a lawsuit filed against Harvard University by a group of anonymous Asian Americans called Students for Fair Admissions. Previously, Harvard's admissions policy allowed for race...to be a determining factor, often favoring lower-performing students over higher-performing ones solely based on race. Affirmative action is a long-standing contentious issue that has been debated and litigated at the national and state levels for many years.
先週木曜日、アメリカの連邦最高裁判所が大学入試において個人の人種を考慮することを制限する判決を下し、以下の見解を発表しました。人種差別を排除するということはそのすべてを排除するということである。平等保護条項は人種、肌の色、国籍の違いに関係なく適用され、入学する生徒は人種によってではなく個人の経験に基づいて合否を決定されなければならない。今回の判決は Students for Fair Admissions というアジア系アメリカ人の集団がハーバード大学を相手取って起こした訴訟に関するものです。これまでハーバード大学の入学選考では人種を決定要素の一つとしており、その結果成績がもっと上の学生がいても人種によって優遇されるケースが存在していました。アファーマティブアクションは長年にわたって国や州レベルで議論され争われてきた問題です。
Yep.
まあもう長年言われてたもんね、アジア系がすごい不利だっていうのは。
うん。
そう、まあ、自分がどのマイノリティに属しているかによって意見が真っ二つになるやつというか。
Right. I mean, there are people on both sides of this issue in probably every group. What was your reaction to this?
いやなんかツイッター見てるとどっちサイドもすごい極端な意見もいっぱいあるし、ただまあ私が思ってるのはそのアファーマティブアクションっていうのは状況がもうすでにあまりに最悪な場合に必要に迫られてこうえいやってやるものであって、別にそれ単体で全てをきれいに解決できるこう魔法のツールみたいなものではないじゃん。だからやってるうちにこういう新しい問題が出てきちゃったよっていう、もうそれ以上でも以下でもないのかなと思ってるけど。
Mm. Well, this ruling, I mean, I think most opinions on this topic would be offensive to somebody. I mean, it's that contentious an issue. Obviously, from the Asian students' perspective, it is feels very unfair to be discriminated against on the basis right. of your ethnicity.
Yeah.
Particularly if you've been working very hard and studying very hard and got a very good score on all the tests they used that they evaluate for admissions. So supposedly, based on some of the data that was presented in this case, someone could be in the bottom 40% and be accepted over someone else who's in the top 90% on the basis of race. So it's not like a subtle effect. It's like, it's almost most of what's being considered.
Right.
At least in the case with Harvard.
Yeah. それで一個さ疑問なのは、じゃあそこまで成績が良くなくても、じゃあ人種によって優遇されてるので入学できますとするじゃん。でもそういう子たちは問題なく卒業できてるってことなのかね。逆にそういう子でもハーバードで別に問題なく卒業できてるんだとしたら、逆にそもそも入試でその成績で足を切ってる、まあ、足を切るのは必要だとしても、その上の方の子たちじゃないとついていけないから切ってるわけじゃん本来は。でもそうじゃないんだったら、そのシステム自体がどうなのってことにならない？
You mean what, basing it on their academic ability?
What do you mean?
Well, can you clarify a bit? I'm not sure I understand.
だからそこまで、だからその普通はさ、そういうエリート学校っていうのは、もともと成績が良くないと、もともと頭が良くないと、入学したとしても、まあ、ついていけないわけじゃん。例えばテストでずっとさ、10点ぐらいしか取ってない子が、急にハーバード入れられたところで、周りについていけないから卒業できないわけじゃん。
Right. I mean, the academic performance after being accepted is also, there is also a disparity. And the dropout rates are also different.
Hmm.
Without getting into like exact numbers. But
right.
I guess you could say that that disparity is not as large as you might expect considering where they are when they're accepted.
だそれを
but,
もうちょいパーシューしてみてほしいというか、そこは結構何だろう、語弊を恐れずに言えば面白いポイントではあるよね。
Well, I think if you're surrounded by very high level individuals, well educated individuals, and you're getting a higher quality education than maybe you might haveBeen getting before, then you will benefit more proportionally versus someone who's like already very high performing. You know, there's more room to grow, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, they went through this whole thing in California in 1998, where limits, restrictions on affirmative action were put into place then. And so there is a lot of data on what the effect is, at least on a state level, of having affirmative action versus not. And I mean, part of the argument is, are we seeking equal opportunity or are we seeking equal outcomes? You know, if you were looking at it just from a goal-oriented perspective, right? Mm. And then if you're seeking equal opportunity, you know, does this account for sort of the historical inequities involved? And so, you know, is there a, I mean, in the absence of this sort of racial-based affirmative action, there are ways they could consider, you know, consider this from a socioeconomic standpoint or like a first-generation college status. So the way it works now in a lot of universities is actually first-generation, in other words, no one in their family has been to college before. They're actually at a disadvantage on the whole because people have been to college, they have alumni status, and their children can get in more easily. And often these alumni, you know, make some level of donation to the institutions, and there's sort of a whole grandfathering process there, especially with, you know, the really top-tier universities.
Yeah.
So there are people pushing to eliminate legacy admissions now, too, following this decision. And I expect that will go the same way.
Yeah. ね、だからそう、だからそういう大量に寄付してるとかね、そういうのがまず、そうすると有利になるみたいな、それもまずおかしいし。
And there are upsides to this in that well-accomplished people of minority descent in these settings don't have an asterisk. Because currently, there are minorities that will perform quite well, but people have this idea in their head that they might only be there because of affirmative action.
Yeah, I think なんかアメリカのニュース番組で今日見たやつ、なんかその黒人の女性が出てて、自分は自分の高校でトップの成績で、別にでもハーバードに行こうと思ってなかったんだけど、リクルーターが来て、お前は成績がいいからハーバードに来ませんかって、それでハーバードに、まあ、当然そのいろんな要件をクリアしてるからハーバードに行ったんだけど、まあ、黒人だから入れたんだろうみたいな、成績が良くなくても入れたんだろうみたいな風に、まあ、白人の生徒たちから言われて、えって、まあ当然本人はびっくりするよね、そんなことではないから、
yeah.
そういうこう人種で入れたんだろうっていう、まあ、偏見ももちろんあるし、それが実際にね合ってる場合と合ってない場合があって、合ってない子からすると、まあ侵害というか、それは当然嫌だよね。
Right. So affirmative action itself in some cases can breed some, I don't know, prejudice that wouldn't otherwise have been there.
Yeah, yeah. だからそこで謎に人種間の対立が生まれるみたいな。だからもうこのアジア系の話とかも完全にそうじゃん。その、ね、黒人の人たちが圧倒的に不利だったからそれを是正しましょうっていう、まあ、今回の判決でもこれもともとは善意に基づいてるっていうふうに言われてたけど、当然善意に基づいてそういうふうにしてたら、結果的にこう副産物的にアジア系の人が排除されることになっちゃうっていう。だから ね、人口で見るとマイノリティなんだけど、エリート大学へのアプリケーションで言うとそこまでマイノリティではないっていうアジア系みたいな人種が出てきたときに、じゃあどうするっていうとこまで考えてなかったっていうことだよね、
mm-hmm.
だからこういうふうに意図せずマージナライズされちゃうみたいな、so、mm-hmm.
If you were working for the sort of application or the I don't know what you call it, the acceptance board at Harvard or something、
mm.
and you saw my application, how would you factor race into that?
I don't know. わかんないよね。てかそもそものさ、そのクライテリアもよくわかんない。てかそのエッセイとかにもすごい左右されるわけじゃん。そこでさ結構似たようなエッセイになっちゃうって言うじゃん、その移民としての苦労とかメンタルヘルスとか、
mm-hmm. まあ、
その大きい病気を乗り越えたとかさ、結局その自分の人生での苦労とかエクスペリエンスになるとなんとなくまあみんな同じような話になるとかさ、でもその中でじゃあどの子が一番こう頑張ってどの子が一番辛い思いしてとかさ、もう完全にもう主観じゃん。
Right. But like just on aOn a racial basis, like how would you factor my race into it? Like, let's say you're sitting there, my application shows up, you have to make a decision. Like, what would you do?
I don't know. だからそういうなにクォータみたいなのをさ満たさなきゃいけない、こうダイバースにしなきゃいけないってなったら、もしかしてあじゃあ日本人と白人のハーフがあんまりいなかったら、じゃ あ, あちょっとこの子入れとくかってなるのかもしれないしさ。でうちもそのイギリスにいて、まあ、イギリスの学校に行ってるわけじゃん息子は、
mm-hmm.
でその、まあ、アメリカだとさこれまでその大学アジア人だとどうなっちゃってるかっていうのはずっと言われてきたことだよね。そのアジア人っていうのがバレない方が逆に有利だみたいな、
right.
でそれは別にアジア人がすごい有能っていうよりかその文化的背景とか子育ての習慣とかなわけじゃん。そのお医者さんがインド人がすごい多いとかさ、とにかくその親から散々言われてるわけだよね、うん、なんか欧米と違ってさ何でも好きなものになればいいよみたいな子育てではないっていうかさ、そういうヘリコプターパレント的なさ、お前は頑張れ、お前は医者になるんだ、お前は金を稼ぐんだみたいな、でそれでこうコレクティブに結果を出した結果それが意図せず罰せられるみたいなことじゃん。でイギリスはどうなのかよく分かんないけど、うん、その息子の学校にアプライするときはもちろん聞かれないんだよね人種を。多分それは違法だと思うんだけど、入るって決まった後になんかセンサスみたいな書類とかを出すのよ。でその時に人種を選ぶ項目があって、なんか自分で人種を書くっていうよりはなんか選択肢がいっぱいあるので、そこから選ぶんだけどさ、
yeah.
あのただまあ今回転校するときもその転校入るときのクライテリアとして人種はもちろん聞かれないんだけど、私の顔見りゃ分かるじゃん。だから息子の顔見りゃさ、あなんかミックスバックグラウンドだなって分かるわけじゃん。だその時にあ今の学校東アジア人が少ないからちょっと優遇してくれないかなとか、やっぱちょっと考えるね親だったら、
うん、
こうリジェクトされにくいんじゃないかみたいなさ、そのダイバーシティを確保するためにさ東アジア人ちょっといた方がいいじゃん学校も。で結局その学校のマーケティングの写真とかあるわけじゃん、そのバナーにするウェブサイトに使うとかで、うちの息子の写真使われるわけよよく今行ってる学校ね。そうするとこう、ね、見た目がさあもう白人もいる、何インド系の子もいる、黒人もいる、そしてこのなんかアジアっぽいような、
right.
なんかミックスっぽい子もいるとかさ、だから
It's like an ad at the dentist or something.
そうそうそう。でうちの夫も日本の会社で働いてて、でも顔はさハーフだから、そういうマーケティングの資料に呼ばれて使われるわけよね。なんかあダイバーシティのある会社ですねって見せるために、
mm-hmm.
だそういう意味でこうちょっと有利になるのかなって親としてやっぱ思っちゃう部分もあったりするし、逆にその人種を選ぶ項目の時に何にしたら逆に不利になっちゃうのかなとか、その間違えたものを選ぶことによってそこで不利になる可能性ももちろんあるし、うちの息子は名前だけ見たらもう完全に白人だからさ、そこでアジア系だっていうことをその ね、言った方がいいのか言わない方がいいのかとかさ、それが今でも考えるぐらいだから、やっぱ大学に入るなんて言ったらそれは考えるしさ、その白人をベースラインにして、じゃあ黒人の人、ラテン系の人にかなり加点されてて、アジア人はもうマイナススタートとかなわけじゃん、そのハーバードとかだと、
mm-hmm.
そうなったらやっぱじゃあ人種をオープンにしないでアプライした方がいいよって子供にも言うんだろうし、
Well, he should apply as white.
That's そうね、 the best そうね、 うちの場合はね、 yeah. うちの場合はね、
I never want the government to have anything to do with my race. Just don't even go there. Because I've never ever seen a radio bubble that I can fill in that satisfies like what, how I think of myself ethnically, you know? And that's like this situation you're describing where your son would, I don't know, identify as white or something. We don't even know what would happen in that situation. But
right.
I mean, like, what do you think? Do you think that there's like, so there's racism, and then there's like, so there's like bad racism, and then we can have like this good racism that like offsets the bad racism? Like, do you think that it works like that?
So, the affirmative action 自体が常に悪いとは思わないというか、もうやり方もあまりにも様々だし、どこにどう適用するかによって全然変わってくるわけじゃん。だからその一定の数こう特定の集団がそこに入り込まないと、もう永久に何も変わらなそうみたいな場合によっては有用だと思うんだよね。ただそれが回り始めた時に、ね、今回みたいにまた別の集団がそれによってすごい不利になってるとかってなったら、当然調整していく必要があるからさ。
Isn't that always the case? How can that not be the case?You're literally racially discriminating. You're discriminating on the basis of like race, like skin color. So there's always going to be a group that's victimized by that. And it's sort of systematic racism too.
だそもそもでもこれを永久的に運用し続けようっていう話ではなかった。なんじゃないのって私は思うというか、それはダメだよねって思うから、 そもそも下駄を履かされてて、それに気づいてないマジョリティがいますと。でまずその下駄に気づいてもらいましょうよっていうことじゃん。でその下駄をどうやっても今まで履かせてもらえなかった集団を一旦引き上げよう、一旦引き上げるためには同じように下駄を履かせましょうっていう話だったわけじゃん。だ問題はそこ自体っていうか、そこのバランスだよね。だ今回ハーバードは逆に触れすぎちゃったというかさ、で人種によってとんでもない差がつけられてるみたいな。だからそこはさ、人種っていうよりは例えばソーシャルエコノミックバックグラウンドとかをもっと考慮するとかさ、奨学金とかでサポートするとか、まあ、他にやれることはいっぱいあるわけじゃん。
What about all the Asian students that, you know, prior to this day or, you know, July 1st, like their lives were pretty dramatically affected. The ones that, you know,couldn't get into the schools they wanted to get into despite doing everything they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so like, even if this thing is temporary, it's like just, what is it, just bad timing to be Asian, you know? It's like, I don't know. Like, I just don't think it's the, like the, I understand all the intentions. I understand that,you know, there are historical inequities, that there are people that don't actually have the same opportunities. And those things need to be addressed. But to do so by discriminating racially and making victims out of other people is just net negative, even though it benefits...some groups that we want to help. I think it's a net negative thing to do, and it's just the, I don't know, it's too crude, and it doesn't really, there's nothing as an individual, you know, like it's so disrespectful at the individual level, and the macro view it seems to make sense, But when you think about the people themselves, you know, I think it's not the right thing to be doing. But
yeah, I think, as I said, it feels like there was a misconception that, okay, affirmative action is like a, you know, is going to solve everything and we won't have to do anything after this, you know, but it's an ongoing process. And まあ、当然こういう新しい問題出てくるわけだからそれに対処しなきゃいけないし、じゃあ全てを最初から予測して、ね、全員をハッピーにする方法が取れたのかっていうと、それはそれで難しかったと思うから、you know、その最初から完璧にするのは無理じゃん。
Do you know how Jews are affected by this? I actually don't know, but it's sort of this racial different treatment based on race thing creeps me out. Gives me real, like, I don't know, bad vibes, you know, thinking of just historically. And then for there not to be any consideration, as far as I can tell, for like the mixed race, the reality of mixed race people, is also very, very creepy to me, because there is a history of discrimination against mixed race people. Like the root of racism is like to prevent your offspring from like made, like that's when the racism will finally come out, is when your child is about to, you know, when families are about to merge and it's like a yeah. different race, you know. So I don't know, maybe I'm a bit sensitive there, but you know, we've had like the one drop rule and mulattoes, and there's even specific words for people that are one fourth of a race. It's like I forget what it is, quadroon or something, like weird, you know.
Yeah.
Just like institutions should just not touch race, I think.
But. Yeah, when I had to do this census thing for the new school, I had to choose, and there are like number of options that I can choose from. But it's really weird. I think they're trying to be inclusive, I get that, but no, no, 例えば Asian and any other ethnic group っていうのが一個あって、Asian and Chinese. It doesn't really make sense. And there's Japanese, you know, Italian, Korean, Latin American, Lebanese, blah blah blah, other Asian, other Chinese, other ethnic group, other mixed background. So, この辺まで読んでさ、should I tick, you know, Asian and any other ethnic group, or just Japanese other, maybe, or other mixed background? But then there's mixed, towards the end, there's white and any other Asian background. And then there's white and Chinese, white and Indian.
So white and Asian gets its own group. Little like box. But like Asian and something else is like, I don't know, they have like a scrap bin.
Yeah, and then there's Asian and black too. So it's like, and I can choose only one. Like,
I didn't know better, so I would choose Pacific Islander. But then I found out later that I'm not one.
yeah. That's what all my half friends were doing at Sophia.
Yeah, we were all, I know, like, we were all choosing Pacific. It's yeah. so yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, Japan is an island, right? What are we? So I think in the end, I chose, I don't even remember what I chose, either Japanese or white and any other Asian background. But, yeah, it's like, 選ぶものがない。ね、場合はどうしたらいいのかとか、そこでどっちをテックするかによってさ、例えばカレッジアプリケーションの時に、ね、変わってくるってなると、それはもうその適当にさ、じゃあこっちでいいかとかいう話ではなくなってくるしさ。
Yeah.
ただその affirmative action もう pros and cons どっちもあって、ネガティブなサイドもいっぱいあるんだけども、これはやらないとしょうがないねってなった背景も全然理解はできるから、ただだからそれで全てが解決されるわけじゃないし、オンゴーイングプロセスですっていうことをみんなが分かっておかないといけなかったねっていう、ただそういう話だよねって思うけど。 なんかやっぱり人種でさ、その傾向ってどうしてもあって、それはその人種っていうか、やっぱ文化的背景だと思うけど、例えばうちの息子の学校でも本当ステレオティピカルなんだけど、アジア人の子でピアノやってたらもうめちゃくちゃうまいわけ、みんな。でそれはアジア人だからピアノがうまいわけじゃなくて、家ですごい練習させるからね、親が。
いやいや、
そういう文化的背景、
that's genetic. 生まれつき
だ。もう信じられんぐらいピアノがうまい子は大体アジア人だし、例えばクラスでも2つのグループに分けられてるのね、うちの息子今の学校は。こうイングリッシュとマスですごい進んでる子と、まあそうじゃない子、
うん、
2つに分かれてるんだけど、日本人でこう英語がそんなにうまくない子もちょろちょろいるわけよ。それでも上のクラスに入ってるの、みんな。日本人はもうマスもイングリッシュも絶対に上のクラスに入ってるので、それはやっぱさ、うん、親のアテンションもすごいし、そういうタイガーパレンツみたいな人も多いし、そこまでいかなくても結構、ああもうあなたの能力でベストならいいよって感じではないわけじゃん、うん、お前ならできる、もっと頑張れみたいな感じの人が多いからさ。だからね、なんとなくやっぱそういう傾向っていうのは出るんだよね。
うん、Think about like if you were an Asian kid and you were in a, like a bad home situation, right?
Mm.
And you don't have these stereotypical advantages
Tiger
of
moms.
Like,
yeah.
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 And so are you going to be able to get into like a good university? Probably not, you know? So like there are these other, you know, other factors that can be considered that might actually be more indicative of, you know, this person's status and their, like, individually their situation, rather than historically, rather than looking at, you know, hundreds of years, you know, things can become very difficult for someone, even if they're Asian, in one or two generations. Mm. And there are plenty of people that, you know, they're not in well-off homes in the, like, among Asian Americans, where, you know, their parents are working, you know, either in the food industry or, I don't know, stereotypically like dry cleaning or something. And those people wouldn't have a fair shot. Mm. So, you know, what is fair, right? You know, it's like, it's so difficult. But I think looking at socioeconomics today is probably more relevant than looking at ethnicity.
まあそこだけでカバーしきれない分があるんだろうけどね、実際その黒人の人に関しては。だからそれは全然わかるけど、もう本当バランスの問題だよね。
So in California, after they restricted affirmative action there, they saw that people would get accepted into just a bit less prestigious universities, but then perform better relative to the class there. You know, so it's not like, you know, totally catastrophic in most cases. I mean, in this case, we're talking about Harvard. It's like, okay, you didn't get into Harvard. Like, you know, you'll live.
数字見ると結構すごいもんね。そのなんだっけ、ハーバードが設定してるアカデミックインデックス、
mm-hmm.
なんかそれをさ、スコアで1から10までランク付けして、まあ、成績がトップだとカテゴリー10でそこから下がっていくみたいなさ、する人種ごとに分けて入学率みたいなのを見ると、
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was talking about with the, you know, being at the 40th percentile and being accepted over someone in the 90th.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like
so,
pretty wild.
The Asia...ね、カテゴリー4まで下がっても黒人の人だったらアジア人のトップの子より可能性があって、アジア人は4まで下がっちゃうともう 0.9% とかもうほぼ無理だよね。ほぼ入学は無理、
yeah.
だからまあそれはね、さすがに辛いよね。だからその歴史的な、ね、背景があってこうなってるとしても、そのアジア人の子本人は関係ないからね、何にも。
Mm-hmm.
ただ単に足かせを履かされてるだけになっちゃうから。 みんなをハッピーにするっていうのは本当に難しいよね。
うん。Yeah. There are a lot of other areas that I think need to be addressed, and I am a bit concerned by the increasing sort of like the trend of the gentrification and sort of balkanized cities in the States, where there's sort of the affluent part of the city and then you like go a couple blocks down and it's like, you know, like insane crime and chaos and stuff like just nearby. And then, you know, we've had more and more of these like gated communities with, you know, security, and it just feels like people are not helping each other out as much as they could be, just generally speaking. I mean, you don't have that kind of thing in Japan at all. I mean, there's with the racial homogeneity, it's, you know, perhaps a lot less relevant, but just in terms of the you don't have like a socioeconomically devastated neighborhood like right next to an affluent one. It's
yeah. イギリスもやっぱさ、こう脱エリートみたいな、その反エリートみたいなのを進めてるから、それ自体はいいんだけど、その例えばじゃあ、オックスブリッジ、オックスフォード、ケンブリッジに入るこの全部の総数の中で一定の子たちは、公立から取るとかそういうふうに決めてるんだよね。でそのトレンドが加速していて、だお金を積んで私立に行ってる子よりも公立で頑張った子とかグラマースクールに行った子入れましょうねっていう。でもそうするとやっぱそれが広まってくると、そのエリートの子たちが最後の最後に公立に転校して、それ逆学歴ロンダリングみたいなそういうことをする子も一部いるとかさ、だから何をしてもね、そういう抜け道みたいなのはあるから、難しいは難しいけど、だから学校側もね大変だよね。もう
手を変え品を変え。 Did you see some of the like anti-Asian racism following this ruling?
Yeah.
Yeah, online?
Yeah. ね、だからこれによってその無駄にさ、人種の対立が生まれてるっていうのはまさにそういうところだよね。
いや、
yeah. それは当然意図したところじゃないはずだからさ、まあ単純に unfortunate って言うしかないけど。
Yeah, well, some people are saying affirmative action is racist, but then other people are saying getting rid of affirmative action is racist, right? So like something is racist.
Yeah.
And it seems to have increased racial tensions overall, which is obviously not a good thing.
Yeah. で結局だからこれをなくすと、そのエッセイでじゃあ自分のレースねにまつわるその苦労した経験とかを書くことになるわけじゃん。って言ってる人もいるし。
You know, I have one of my best friends actually has, you know, he's benefited from the system, I mean unapologetically, and he's a very, you know, capable person. I don't think he needed it necessarily, but you know, he was obviously appreciative of it existing, so you know, I haven't talked to him about this specifically, but you know, so I definitely have some mixed feelings about it, just thinking through it. But I don't think we should be picking winners and losers on the basis of race.
Yeah.文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題などはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。エピソードごとに単語リストをもね、誰でも見れるようになっているので、アプリ自体は無料でダウンロードできるのでぜひやってみてください。毎週エピソードごとに宿題を出す宿題プラン、宿題っていうよりかはまあ問題を出題してるんですけど、英語勉強している人はぜひやってみてください。
On Sunday, right?
そう、 あとエッセイこの間また新しいのを出して、なんだっけ I think he's not coming なのか I don't think he's coming この not の I think の時の not の位置で結構迷う混乱する人がいるっぽいのでそれをちょっと解説しています。ぜひ読んでみてください、bilingualnews.jp 公式サイトでストアとあと BN メンバーシップというメンバーシップ制度もやっているのでぜひチェックしてみてください、BN メンバーの皆様いつも本当にありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで番組が継続できていますというわけでこの間 BN メンバー限定の音声をちょっとまた出したよね私あれリリースしたよね
on the blog
I think so
so、yeah. well you can check before we、yeah. post this so it's fine 、yeah.
そう出てるはずなので、uh-huh. ぜひそうあの結構イベントがね盛りだくさんだったの週末であのヘンリーロイヤルレガッタっていうこうなんていうのテニスならウィンブルドンゴルフなら全英オープンボート競技ならヘンリーみたいなね、
mm-hmm.
それをちょっと見に行ったのとあと BST ハイドパークっていう音楽フェスに行ったのでその話をしました、
BST?
写真も結構載せた
BTS,
そう BTS じゃないよBTS じゃない BST、
Is that a different group? Is that a different like,
グループじゃない
K-pop group?
No, 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 no
What it
あ、BST って何なんだろう。何の略なんだろうね。
You don't know.
うん、わかんない。British Summertime Hyde Park.
Okay.
BST,
yeah. 、mm.
そう、それに行ってきて、結構なんていうかアクシデントっていうかとんでもないことが起きたんだけど、ちょっと そこで話しているので、mm. ぜひ聞いてみてください。Twitter, Facebook やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。Have you heard about this British hogweed?
Hogweed?
Yeah.
No?
So I guess in the UK there's something called hogweed and there have been like some cases of people like touching this plant、
huh.
and it causes absolutely insane like blistering.
Oh, Jesus.
Where the skin、
oh,
like, just fills with fluid.
本当だ
and So there, I guess there are like warnings, like don't touch this、
oh.
hogweed. You haven't heard of this? I thought、
no.
people are like watching out for this hogweed.
Where is it?、
Why、I feel like in、it? The UK, there's like always some drama、
oh,
about some plant.Because before it was like the Japanese knotweed is like taking over and ripping down buildings, like destroying historical artifacts and stuff. And now it's all this hogweed、
huh.
now.、
Okay.
But you've never seen it?
Yeah, I don't know. 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 I don't know.
Is it actually common or is this like some sensationalized...
いやわかんない。すごいなんか綺麗なね白いお花の植物っぽいけど。
Think it's dangerous. It doesn't.
そうね。
Doesn't really look like a toxic ivy or something. Just looks like I don't know some flowery.
It's a non-native plant in the UK that is commonly found on British riverbanks and can be dangerous to humans.
Commonly found.
Riverbanks.
Riverbanks.
まあ、river 近くにないからな。
ないの? Where is the closest、うん、river?
The closest river? わかんない。テムズ川?
You've never gone to the river?
I was just at the river.
What? Okay.
To see the boat race in Henley.
Was that a close river or a far river?
That's a... Well, it's River Thames, so it's like the...super long river, right?
That's fairly close, right? To isn't it close to London?
でもヘンリーはね、もうロンドンから1時間ぐらい行ったとこだけど。Oh, my phone.
If you use your phone,
sorry.
It's gonna contact aliens and.
Yeah. テムズ川はもうロンドン横断してるぐらいだと思うんだけど。 right? I actually don't know much about. Yeah, so ヘンリーがテムズ川の上流だからそれをそこからこうバーってさ何横断して海の方まで行ってるはずだけど。
So do people like swim in it and like boat down the river?
Yeah. あの、so boat race. すごい大きいボートレース。ボートレース? Yeah. があって、まあ、いろんな大学とか、それこそそういうエリートスクールがローウィングの競技をするの。
So that's the closest?
I think so. I don't really see river. なんか東京だとさ、川めっちゃあるじゃん。
Yeah, it's everywhere.
こっちも川あるけど、なんかでかいやつしか見ないっていうかさ。Do I see rivers? I don't see rivers. I only see big ones.
I kind of had this image of there being rivers. Like,
yeah.
More rivers than just like one big river.
I don't know.
Have you heard that Oppenheimer might not be released in Japan?
Eh? Why?
I don't know. They think that it's like not appropriate or something, so it might not be released in Japan. Which to me makes no sense. It's like, hello, Japan is the one that got bombed, and we have an entire museum about it, and everyone goes there in middle school and literally like studies this. So to kind of exclude Japan from like responding or reacting to a movie that's about the bomb that was dropped on Japan seems wrong.
一応公開日が未定ってな、さすがにやるでしょ。だってクリストファー・ノーランだよ。しかも日本だよ。日本でしょ。日本でしょっていうか、日本でやらなかったら。
Yeah, but there's all these articles saying,Like, there's all this reporting saying that either it won't be released or it might not be released or it's not decided if it'll be released in Japan, so...
あ、でもここの記事でなんか一個今一番上に出てきたやつはその広島とか長崎の原爆投下日とかに重ならないようにこう調整してる可能性があるみたいな
Just do it normal. Just do whatever you're gonna do normally. like,
でも確かになんかわざとぶつけてるって思われると最悪だから、まあそれはケアするのは当たり前だと思うけど。
Well, once you have articles about like they're gonna move the date or whatever, like couldn't they have figured this out like without it becoming this? I don't know. Like, what would you think if they decided not to release it in Japan?
いや、やるでしょ。
いやだから if they don't
やらなかったらどういうことってなるじゃん。みんなオッペンハイマーとバービーをどういう順番で見るかって話をミームがいっぱいあるのにね。どっちを先に
I saw some people's reaction like people that got to see an early screening of Oppenheimer、and I guess someOut of this dramatic article I saw, it was like some people were rendered unable to speak, and some people like sort of broke down emotionally, like they were shocked by the movie. And so I think maybe that's why they're considering not releasing it in Japan, if that's true. I mean, there's a million articles saying that they're considering not releasing it in Japan.That doesn't mean that they're actually considering not releasing it in Japan. So, but like, what if they don't? What would your reaction be? I'm just curious.
Probably like, why? でも I don't know. Like, 見ないとその内容を見ないと何とも言えないけどさ、でも
Well, we know what the 内容 is more or less, right?
I guess, but.いやーこんだけ話題になってて内容もこれなのに日本でやらないはさすがに逆に無理じゃないと思うけど、でしょ
Yeah, I mean, I was very, I don't know, like, bothered by that. It's like, what, you know, like, let Japan see it and let Japan have whatever reaction to it that it's going to have, you know? Like, it's... I think it's important. That's
さ、あれじゃん、パールハーバーとかも普通にやってたじゃん。
Well, yeah, but they're not going to not show that out of, like, I mean, Japan's the one that attacked in Pearl Harbor, right? So it's like, well, you don't show it in Hawaii? Like, it's kind of it's not the same thing, right?
I guess. But, you know, like, sensitive という意味ではさ、それ怒る人もいるからさ、日本だと。
Pearl Harbor? But they...
Yeah.
But when you're talking about Pearl Harbor, it's kind of like Japan's not the victim, right? They're the ones that surprise attacked. So they're not going to, like... They don't care if Japanese people are offended by that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, でも見てって書いてあるね。へえ。でもみんな見に行くのにね。なんていうの、こっちの人とかさ、みんなオッペンハイマーとバービーの話しかしてないじゃん、今映画って。
Isn't it weird? The rest of the world is watching a movie about the nuclear bomb and talking about it and stuff, and then like no one in the country that got bombed can see it. I don't know. Like excluded from the conversation. I don't know if I'm... I don't know how other people would feel about it. That was kind of my initial reaction, I guess. Oh, one other interesting thing that's trending is this. I think they lifted the requirement that you have a license to use Dendo Kikubodo. What is it called? The like bird scooter thing?
Yeah. Ah, 日本で?
Yeah. And so I
lifted.
Think you, yeah. So now you can use Dendo Kikubodo with no helmet and no license. But if you want to ride like 普通の like ママチャリ, then you have to have a helmet.
え、どこで乗るってこと?公道で乗るときにってこと?
Yeah.
に免許がいらないの?
Yeah.
And like on your own kickboardo.
I think any kickboardo.
Any kickboardo.
Yeah.
Hey. Ah, so.
How is it over there?
Eh, もう忘れた。We talked about this, right? もうリスナーの人に戻ってもらう。もう忘れた。もうその話したもん。もう。
The UK situation も話したっけ?
Yeah.
Mm.Oh, we were talking about injury rates. Wasn't that the topic?
でも行動はだからあれじゃない、そのレンタルしてるやつじゃないとダメ。レンタルしてそのレジスターされてるスクーターじゃないとダメとかそんな感じだった気がするけどね。E-scooter. You must have the category key on your driving license. Yeah, driver's license いるっぽいけどな。
Oh, really? In UK?
Hmm.Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see it everywhere? Like the Dendo Kikubodo is everywhere where I am. It's crazy. Like it's it must be really great because I haven't used it yet actually, but people are using it a lot. So.
Yeah,
but I saw it trending on Twitter and everyone was posting videos of people.Doing crazy things.
Yeah.
While riding it and like getting run over, so.
Oh, 危ないね。終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.